And we're at a club at Tirigalol this afternoon, had a very successful afternoon of two events, one being the book launch of the Anthology of Slovenian Australian Musicians by Katarina Vrisk, and obviously you guys have heard her before and talk about the book. Now, I guess it's more around the launch. How have the public taken this book in Melbourne, in Adelaide, and now in Sydney? And firstly, obviously, congratulations on that 664-page book.
Thank you, Tanya. Just a correction, it's been Melbourne, Hobart and Sydney, Adelaide yet to come, and stay tuned for an announcement about that. I guess when you're doing a big project like this and so, over such a long period of time, you kind of are so close to the project that you don't realise, you know, how big it is when you stand back from it and just have a bit of space and you see people's reactions. That's when you realise how much of an impact this kind of research is. I mean, I knew there were some amazing stories and so on, well, really needed to be uncovered, but there were also photographs that came out of collections, private collections, even at home, hadn't been seen for 30 or 40 years. So, you know, it's been wonderful to actually be able to get that together, and now people appreciate that so much. I've had just such a lovely response here today at Club Tirigalol. I just, yeah, really couldn't ask for better. It's just been a wonderful day.
And obviously a lot of musicians that were in the book were here as well along the way. And as you mentioned, you went through quite a few bands that we remember from the past, you know, 30, 40 years, and those band names. And also the whole story about the Kutzler accordion and hearing it being played today.
Yes. Wow, what a special moment that was. And especially because it was played by the grandson of the maker, Tone Kutzler. You know, just I thank Mark Brezhnik so much for that, because that was just a really special emotional moment. Look, it was lovely to meet Yeni Brezhnik as well, and actually a lot of other musicians who I'd only either emailed or Skyped, not actually seen here in person. That was just fantastic. So I feel like they're all my friends because I wrote about them and they didn't know me. So it's a rather weird sort of thing. Not that they didn't know me well, but I felt like they were my friend because I wrote about them and I thought about them a lot and how I was going to do their story, saw their photographs and so on. So just really special to meet everybody today. Yeah, it's been fantastic.
And obviously there are probably more stories out there that might not have been covered by the book. You did mention that that could be continued.
Yes, and look, there won't be another book as such, like that you can hold in your hand, but in future there will be an update at some stage electronically as an e-book. And the reason for that is it's just a whole lot cheaper and it's also something that can be changed quite easily. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we capture those stories. I know there are still some stories out there that have emerged after this has been finished. And look, you know, I could have gone to 1,000 pages. I mean, you know, really quite easily. There's quite a number of other people. So please come forward and, you know, tell me your story. Then we can really, you know, have everybody's story in there.
And obviously being in electronic media will be easier, obviously, to keep for future generations as well.
Yes, that's right. And also for other Slovenian communities around the world, you know, like America, for example. You know, very expensive to ship a 1.76 kilo book. However, you know, a download of a book, you know, might be, you know, $40 or something like that. And, you know, it's a whole lot quicker and you have the book within a couple of minutes and that's it, you know. So that is the way of the future, and we're looking at books on devices like iPads. So that's the way to go.
And I understand you can also buy the book in Slovenia.
Yes, that's true. That they just arrived last week to my cousin, and he'll be handling my orders and so on. If there are any people in Slovenia who are in the book, and there are a few of them who would like to obtain a copy, then please do so. You can contact me and I can arrange the details. If you are here and you have a relative in Slovenia who you'd like to buy a book for, that's all possible, or they let them know and they can they can go and pick that book up from my cousin. He's near Celje.
So obviously everybody listening online in Slovenia or around Australia that couldn't obviously be here for one of those launches, you can obviously contact Katarina and find out more about where you can purchase this book. Obviously it's been a labour of love over the last 6 years, and we can see, you know, how big this is and how involved and how many stories were involved in this whole piece and this whole research project. And we congratulate you again for this remarkable piece of work.
Thank you, Tanya, and thanks to everybody who came today and really got in the spirit of things. Thank you very much.